Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College Board of Trustees welcomes new member and re-elected leaders. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette College Board of Trustees held a swearing-in ceremony on Friday, marking the start of a new term for its members. According to County 17, six trustees were re-elected, and Ellis Day joined as the newest member, replacing Allison Oakski, who did not seek re-election. Gillette College President Dr. Janelle Oberlander welcomed Trustee Day and praised the returning board members, emphasizing their commitment to advancing the college's mission of providing quality education. The board remains focused on innovation, growth, and strengthening community collaboration as Gillette College works towards accreditation. Community members are encouraged to stay involved in shaping education's future in Campbell County. Entrepreneurs shine at Energy Capital Startup Challenge. Five startup teams pitched innovative ideas at Gillette College's second annual Energy Capital Startup Challenge last Wednesday evening. Competing for a share of $50,000 in seed funding, the finalists delivered 15-minute presentations to a panel of judges. According to the Gillette News Record, the winners included Dr. Mark Thorson's Inflatrix, a tool simplifying dental filling procedures; Nathan Roma's Root to Shoot, a microgreens business expanding fresh produce access; and White Hat, a cybersecurity service targeting small Wyoming businesses. Roma also won the $1,000 Audience Choice Award. Event organizer Scott Rendell praised the diversity of business ideas. Saying they'll enrich the community and drive Wyoming's growth. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.